I'm going to give you some thoughts on the conditions I anticipate for the year, plus some security-related predictions. Let's dive right in. 2023 will be a year of a down market. We won't know it's a recession until we're in it, although I expect it to be heavy around the big technology firms. Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Meta will all have more challenging years. That said, it's going to be limited. Small businesses will see it more challenging to raise money and invest due to interest rate issues, yet also deal with a labor shortage and only slightly slower customer demand. This will be good for technology services companies who can link performance to top-line revenue enhancement or cost of goods reduction. If you're handling IT expenses, expect a more challenging year as your services will edge closer and closer to commodity. There's a market here. Providers had just better be playing in the productivity space as part of their focus. I'm predicting the metaverse will be a bust. Despite Meta's best efforts, workers will not strap on nausea-inducing goggles that make them look like buffoons to do their work. Technology that helps with customer experience will do well, as this drives direct sales, and so expect to see the effective use of where the framework is enhancing the real world, not creating a second world. My next prediction? Sustainability needs to move forward, but it won't. Much. I desperately want sustainability to be a thing. It will be for larger companies. It's not a priority for most small and mid-market companies, based on the restriction of resources. With so much to do, this is a priority to cut. And yet, there will be a small group of performers. They'll find the opportunity in sustainability, and they will exploit it. My next prediction? Something will break out of the horribly named automation wave. Everyone and their mother uses the phrase automation, making it difficult to understand, and the robotic process automation, or RPA trend, is a poorly named offshoot. That said, there's value here. I'm a huge proponent of the value found in the productivity layer. My prediction is that there will be a breakout star here, a solution that's obvious, simple, and ends up driving significant adoption because of it. Next up, AI will deliver something significant in IT services. AI is a lot of hype, and one of my previous statements has been how I consider it a feature, not a product. You don't buy AI. You buy a system with AI that does something. That's proving to be accurate, yet signs of AI-driven products where the AI is the value becoming more prevalent. DALL-E and Stable Diffusion, examples of generative AI, are both products that do something, and that something is heavily about AI. Security vendors have promised this, and while some of the following generation security systems are significant, they aren't genuinely groundbreaking. The vast amount of data generated by IT systems, from endpoints to networks, is ripe for leveraging here. We've seen inroads for sure, yet not anything I would consider a fundamental shift in how the services are delivered. The market seems poised for that promise. I can see it in products like Windows Auto Patch, where machine intelligence is combined with automation to inject insight into the process. Someone will bring that to heterogeneous environments beyond just a single vendor like Microsoft, which will be significant. The pieces are out there. Companies like CrushBank have bolted AI onto the side of ConnectWise, for example. The 4-day work week will get a big sponsor. The data shows that organizations are not losing productivity while increasing employee satisfaction and helping with work-life balance. And at its core, remember that the 5-day work week is historically just a compromise between factory workers and management. In 1926, Henry Ford went from a 6-day work week to a 5-day work week with no change in compensation. And his premise was that better rested workers were more productive and had more opportunities to spend money. There are a lot of small examples of this four-day work week out there now. The United Arab Emirates, for example, became the first nation in the world to adopt the concept of a four-and-a-half-day work week, which went into effect on January 1, 2022. Belgium is one of the first recent countries to try the four-day work week. The UK has invited companies to participate in a national trial to determine if a four-day workweek mandate would be viable, and there are smaller U.S. firms already experimenting. We'll see a big company take this gamble and have it pay off. The data already says it's possible, and it simply will be about which big name is ready to take that first mover advantage. Companies that invest in people with upskilling will be more successful. So, this is a squishy one, but it's my show, and I can throw an occasional one like this in there. The labor shortage within tech is not a new discussion. It was within keynote addresses for both Acronis CyberFit Summit and IT Nation when I covered those, as well as CompTIA's ChannelCon. I keep hearing from IT leaders how the solution is automation or more products. They're wrong. The answer is coupling business with education, a formal program where employees are upskilled continually, making that a benefit of employment. The best examples of this will partner with an educational institution, build a pipeline of people who get skills, move to apprenticeships, and move into the industry. Couple this prediction with the previous one, too. If employees work 4 days a week, they have more time for education. A half day for learning? Sign me up. Next up, SaaS dominates, and the cloud will be the have versus have-nots. I've been actively sampling the businesses I encounter and watching the proliferation of SaaS in every industry. I believe the subtle change will be the gap. Those who are pushing forward, getting the advantage of digital transformation and modern computing, and will be embracing the SaaS shift, and there'll be a group of laggards that the gap between their performance and their competitors widens for those who didn't push forward. There will even be a subset of SaaS performers. For those focused on SMB, the software providers who align their monthly consumption rate of the providers and break free of long-term deals will outperform. It's slightly counterintuitive for the finance-minded. The inclination is to lock in the contract to ensure guaranteed income. That's a fallacy for SMBs, who are transitory anyway. Instead, you'll onboard faster due to making the sales process easy without the requirement for yearly lock-in, accelerating the growth and finding success. There will be three levels of performance: SaaS rockstars, SaaS performers, and on-prem laggards. Ransomware will still be a thing. It's mostly bad news. 2023 won't bring a breakthrough and won't bring a simple solution, and the numbers will worsen. Breaches will go up, incidents will go up, costs will go up, and insurance rates will go up. It's not going to be good. I continue to dislike this space actively. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is the definition of insanity, yet I don't see fundamental changes here. The one thing I do see, we will see it go smaller. What I mean by this is that high-profile ransomware groups will become a lot less high-profile, and the ransomware as a service model will be de-emphasized. Government law enforcement pressure means that criminals, who want to make some money on their scams, will try and stay out of the spotlight, so going smaller will be how they do that. My next prediction, the security talent gap will also stay the same. I hate being so gloomy. Here, it's because I see an opportunity. Systematically, I'm not convinced the industry has leaned in enough to see the numbers improve. There are some valiant efforts, one that I think are worthy of individual applause. I'm just not convinced that the overall industry numbers will improve next year. The reason I think it's an opportunity is that there will be providers who exploit this. The ones who are directly building their pipelines of candidates, building, not buying, will be able to start creating opportunities. These organizations will lean into the next generation, finding ways to bring economic prosperity to Gen Z. And they'll lean into flexible work arrangements to bring in the broader pool, will build apprenticeship programs to ramp up continually, and will look at nearshore efforts to leverage a collection of people and create the teams they need. I expect this time next year to declare victory due to the industry gap numbers remaining constant. And I will also be hearing stories of individual successes. In 2 or 3 years, those organizations will be powerhouses. And one last security prediction. Search engines will be recognized as a new attack vector. Hear me out here. There's increasing coverage of how the search engines of Google and Amazon, because I recognize Amazon as a giant search engine too, have resulted in increasing paid results and far fewer organic results. What that means is you can place scam websites much more quickly. So here's the prediction. The new scam of 2023 will be phishing via paid ads, made easier because of the prevalence of ads across search engines, which already causes customer confusion. Those bad actors, you know, the criminals and fraudsters, will leverage that, resulting in a surge in victims via this method. Thanks for listening. Next up, I'm going to make some predictions about the IT and MSP channel. That episode out on Friday. Talk to you then. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.